USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is debating the impeachment of President Trump. Democrats accuse the president of abusing power and obstructing Congress in the investigation of the Ukraine scandal. Meanwhile, Republicans such as Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole are accusing Democrats of leading a divisive partisan exercise.
The decision to have this vote is not the result of a bipartisan process, nor an open or fair process.
Attorney General Bill Barr is announcing a new initiative to tackle violent crime in America. Speaking with reporters in Detroit, Barr says he's allocating $71 million to help fight violent crimes across seven cities.
Increasing the number of federal agents in these cities around whom we can build additional federal state task forces.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
As the seasonal influenza activity continues to increase, health officials with the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases have a warning. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Bill Schaffner, medical director of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, tells us about the concerns.
We're particularly concerned that everyone who has a chronic health condition gets vaccinated, because it's those people with chronic health conditions who are more susceptible to the more severe cases of flu and its complications, pneumonia, and having to be hospitalized, and of course, dying.
Dr. Schaffner tells us those chronic health conditions include heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes.
Maine Senator Susan Collins will seek a fifth term. The Republican announced on Wednesday that she will run for re-election, and it will likely be the most difficult run of her career. She is viewed as one of the most vulnerable Republican incumbents, representing a blue state in the era of President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The search is winding down for two missing people after a volcano exploded on an island in New Zealand. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has an update.
Police say an Australian teenager and a tour guide are the two people presumed dead, but whose bodies have not been found after last week's volcanic eruption on White Island. New Zealand Deputy Commissioner Mike Clement.
Imagery shows us that it's very clear that two of the eight bodies, we believe that we're in or near a stream that runs off the island and into the sea. We're no longer present on the island.
16 people died and 14 bodies were recovered. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It appears the New England Patriots are going to feel the wrath of the NFL once again. The league will likely punish New England after the club admitted to violating the NFL's video policy during the Bengals-Browns game. Former NFL player Michael Faulkner was asked on Fox News if the video that the Patriots were filming would give them a competitive edge.
Well, no. Because honestly, I don't do that kind of research and that kind of deep dive into data. But I know it's possible to do that. And honestly, the Patriots culture is by any means necessary. And that's what gives me, you know, it kind of taints the game a bit. You know, as you look into this, I don't think it was just an accident. Oops.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.